I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular.
Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your life and professional coach, making sure that your life is nothing less than spectacular. I'm here with Victoria Rader. And hi, Victoria, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Jody. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me tell you a little bit about Victoria. Victoria is Ukrainian-born, and she is a possibility coach and founder of You Too Shine. While homeschooling her two children, she became a top 1% of real estate agents in the U.S. during the 2008-09 recession. Her journey of coaching others to be successful led her to the realization of importance of some subconscious programming and energy work. She received her PhD in metaphysical studies and master of various energy modalities and combined spiritual practices with practical applications that have been helping her clients and students to live a life of true freedom and fulfillment. She is a 4-time best-selling author with her most recent book, Prosper ME. That is a small N, capital E, the 35 Universal Laws to Make Money Work for You, and founder of Free ME EFT, Quantum Freedom, and the creator of Empower-ME and Master ME apps. All right, that is impressive. Boy, how are you able to be the top 1% real estate agent in the worst recession that we've had for real estate in decades at that time?
You know, I think I was a classic example of ignorance is bliss. I teach that it never is. In my case, not knowing what was happening was helpful because I did not join the panic party. And I think for a lot of us right now, there's a whole other panic party. Inflation is happening. Yeah. And it's very important to say, I'm not denying the reality. I'm just going to create a parallel one, you know, that will be true to me. And so to answer a very long series of events in my life as to how that happened was I hired a coach. I hired a real estate coach and a real estate coaching company with Bafinian Company. I very quickly realized as a child, I competed in rhythmic gymnastic, and it would not occur to me to not perform without a coach. So I love it that your business and life coach, because I think if we are to live a life that is at a professional level, not having a coach just made no sense to me. So that was the answer. I got a coach who held me accountable. And I literally just went back to the basics, back to the basics, back to the basics, over and over and over again, one client at a time.
Great. Yeah. And, you know, coaching points out, and a lot of your work is really based on this, is what is in your mind and what goes on subconsciously over and over again really does manifest. So, you know, like back in 2008 and 9, and even now, if you're worried and you have high anxiety and that is always the script you're running, that will probably manifest. Can you speak a little about this kind of work that you do and this belief that you have?
Absolutely. You know, I have so many people that say, well, I can be exposed to different things and they don't affect me. And I think it's a defense mechanism. And I often say, well, if you can walk into the ocean and come out dry, then yes, you are that exception who is unaffected by your environment. But So every human being I know, an animal for that matter, I'm an animal person, if we walk into the ocean, we come out wet. Now, how we deal with it is different. How we recover that dryness level is different. But our environment affects us directly and always. Our subconscious mind is directly and always affected by our environment. And so whether we know it or not, whether we want it or not, what has been poured into our programming remains there. Before we're six, our conscious mind does not have a filter that we develop later for choosing the degree to which we're exposed, right? Because if I'm going to go to the ocean naked versus I'm going to the ocean with the fabric that does not, you know, does not allow for water to get in, my exposure will be different. That's a job of a conscious mind. And so whether it is genetically where we carry programming of our great-great-great-grandfathers that felt that no matter what I did, it always ended up poorly, just like our eyesight, our eye color, our hair color, our height is conveyed genetically, the patterns of thinking are conveyed genetically. And so you might not relate to the program, but your reality shows you which programs you're running subconsciously. And it was fascinating to me because I would see that I would do training on real estate and something that seemed to be not easy, but simple, right? Simple to understand, never easy, because we have to overcome ourselves to apply simple things. And that barrier of overcoming yourself was so different for every person I trained. And I'm a firm believer that we're all born equal potential lights, that we're all born for greatness, right? And so my job became to find the gap between potential and performance. What is the gap between potential and performance? And finding it and changing it has become my passion.
Great. Well, that's lovely. Now I'm just going to get back to, you know, speaking about what is in your book, you know, your Prosper Emmy, the 35 Universal Laws to Make Money Work for You. And can you tell me a little bit about the background of the book, why you wanted to write that?
You know, to be 100% transparent, I did not want to write the book.
Okay. Who pushed you into that? Your fans said more.
What happened in full transparency is March 2021 last year, I had a very booked month. You know, like I had trainings, I had clients, and I had this small, still voice. I'm very big on us reconnecting to that divine truth within that we each carry, or the knowing, you know, however you refer to it, even the spirit, the gut feeling, the knowing. And that little voice said, you need to cancel March off, like you have to clear March. And I thought, how interesting. I probably need a break. I teach a lot on taking a break. It's time I took my own chill pill. So I canceled everything out. And then the feeling came in to start writing a book almost immediately on principles of obtaining one's freedom. And halfway through writing that book, I realized that their message was so poignant and so powerful that it couldn't be put in one book, that I had to do several series of the books, starting with different possibility centers. I call them, in Eastern tradition, they're called chakras or energy centers. I call them our possibility centers. And so the lowest possibility center, the lowest frequency of our relationship to reality is that of survival / money. And the highest possibility of that is complete prosperity, both spiritual and financial. And I felt prepared to write it because by then I've done a lot of clients, hundreds of clients and seminars over the years, and a lot of recorded programs. So I had the material, I just had to organize it. And no, I did not know that the book would be launched into the recession and inflation, but I like it when you listen to your divine guidance.
Good timing, girl. Good timing. Right, right. Yeah.
Right. Well, so that's the journey.
Yeah. And tell me, you know, what, if you can give us three of the universal laws to give us an idea about what's in the book to whet our appetites, what would those be?
You know, first of all, I love that you picked three, because I think it's such an important number. I am a numbers girl, and I think three is wonderful. As a matter of fact, we as human beings find it hard to retain more than 3 points at a time.
Right.
So I think it's
Right.
brilliant. And another thing is that while I'll cover the three laws that I intuitively feel would benefit this incredible podcast the most and that would support the spectacular life, you know, the most, one of the things that we do actually on our site, if you go to u2shine.com, yu2shine.com, then /money, there's a free quiz. It's called What's My Money Healing Mode? When you take the quiz, it tells you your healing mode for money and offers three laws for you to start with.
Great.
And that would be very individual. Now, for me, what comes through, I will start with the last law in the book. And that last law is the law of forgiveness. And, you know, and I think you probably would naturally tie forgiveness to money. Yet the reason in Prosper Me, the 35 laws are called universal is because they are universally applied to all areas of your life and they expand your genuine prosperity in all areas of your life. But I give them practical application steps for finances because it's the basics of economic life as we know it on this planet. So in forgiveness law, I think a lot of us are in denial of our potential because we are in denial of our failure. I often talk about when you look at different areas of your life between 1 and 10, assigning where you think you're failing and how you think you're failing is very important, where you say, I'm right now at 3 in my love life. But it's very important to do that because you say, wait a minute, if I'm at 3, that means my potential is 10 minus 3, it's 7. I have a success potential of 7 out of 10. So you reframe that. But to be able to look at the areas of our life where we're struggling requires the ability to forgive us for having participated in any way in the behaviors that led us to struggle. And in order to forgive ourselves, we also have to know how to forgive others. So the beautiful exercise that I give in the book that I've used with so many clients, with myself and with my family, our subconscious mind needs to hear things it needs to hear in order to heal. And it doesn't differentiate who it hears it from. So there's somebody in your life that has harmed you and that your mind travels back to that event, either consciously or you are triggered by circumstances that are similar to that event. You will want to write a letter to yourself as if from that person and write things you need to hear from them. It's huge. It's huge. It's to bypass our mind. So, and the steps to the letter are in the book, you know, and you can follow them. And I go deeper into why and how. Once you forgive that one person, you can do another person. But what happens is you let go. And if you think of a fist, if you're holding on to grudge, if you let go, your hand opens up automatically to be able to receive.
Yeah.
And we receive in all areas. So that would be my first law.
That's great. And, you know, it really does free up this, I'm just going to call it negative energy, because it is not allowing you to move forward in opening up, again, for manifestation of the things that you want, opening up your heart fully because of this wound. And I can understand by writing that letter to yourself and getting what you need can help release that energy. That's great. Thank you. What a great tool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right, number two and three, what are the other laws that are kind of come to your mind that you can share with our listeners?
I think the second law I would mention is the law of growth. And, you know, things are either growing or dying. There's nothing in between. As Zig Ziglar, you know, our relationships are growing and dying, our finances, our business. There's just How to grow in a way that is expensive is very important. Not expensive as cost money, but expanding, right? It's a good Ukrainian accent here I'm bringing in, so I need to autocorrect. And so for the law of growth, I give a very simple formula that I think for a lot of us will all of a sudden make sense, because it'll show us why we haven't been growing, or why we haven't grown, let's say with money, if we're talking about money. And what I put on the left is that your mindset multiplied by your skill set multiplied by your effort equals result. Now, if you're a person of faith or spiritual practice like I am, I like to add God to the left column, saying God times mindset, skill sets, and effort equals infinite result. But however you want to frame it, you will still grow, And it's very important, because a lot of people have simplifying things to just mindset. Mm-hmm. Mindset is very important, but it's one of the three. So you can be affirming things, you can be taking classes, you can be reading a gazillion of books, but if your effort is at a zero, or if your skill set to channel the mindset is at a zero, you can have the most brilliant mindset and live in the reality in your mind that does not show up in your daily results. So it's very important. So yes, effort without mindset does not lead to result. And the same goes for skill set and knowing the difference between the two. So if you're not growing in an area of your life, just pause and say, which one of the three has the greatest success potential, right? Back to not where I'm failing the most, but where is my greatest success potential? And then change one, implement one, just one simple thing towards increasing your potential. Because doing it all is not only impossible, it's not advisable. So that would be my second thing of, spectacular life is worth growing. So where do I grow it?
Right. And this really brings to light, again, making you become aware of what is my mindset, or what skills do I need to reach this outcome? And am I putting effort in it? Am I just hoping and wishing and that this will result with this outcome? And, you really have to get real with yourself to understand that you got to figure it out. You've got to add a skill set, go back to school or learn with a mentor in order to do things. So it's a very nice action plan of getting the result, which starts with awareness. That's great.
I love it. I love it. I mean, awareness is one of the laws, Jody. Awareness
okay.
is one of the laws.
I'm not surprised, because it's one of my key teachings that I work with clients to become aware and to be mindful and to be conscious really of what they're doing when they want to have an outcome. So, all right, number three, here we go.
I'll go to number three, by the way, around of where we are, to kind of connect the two. I think I couldn't agree more with awareness being the starting point. As a matter of fact, in the four steps towards abundance, you're first aware, and then you align with what you want to expand, and then you act upon alignment, and that leads to abundance. But I think the law of gratitude, which is the first law, is also the law of appreciation. So just adding that A, right, from awareness through alignment and action to abundance through the energy of appreciation. So that law of gratitude, there is a reason why it is taught ad nauseam by anybody and everybody in personal development and in spiritual development and in business coaching, because gratitude, in a nutshell, is the energy through which you appreciate things, whether economically they've grown in value or in your life they grow in value. So there was one thing that we are to be aware of. As I say, notice what you notice, because what you notice is what you create. Notice whether you see your life through appreciation or depreciation. They're just notice how you observe your life. And by making small shifts towards gratitude, and the one tip that I want to share that's huge, that was huge for me on the journey of healing. You know, we are taught by a lot of incredible teachers to be grateful for all things. And what I found out is that shifting that for to through is huge. Because if you've gone through trauma, any things happened to you that were horrible things, you're not grateful for those things. You're grateful for the strength that carried you, for the lessons you've learned. And so it's very, very important to differentiate in your mind what you're really grateful for and what you're grateful in or through. And that gives you then permission to really expand the law of gratitude in your favor. A lot of us default to losing gratitude because we cannot force ourselves to be grateful for something that has been painful.
I like that. That's very true, because sometimes the lessons are hard and it's difficult to be grateful for them, but to really look at who we've become because of those lessons. And this is the trajectory of growth, is very important to say it was a hard circumstance, it was challenging, but I got through it, and now I know I can get through almost anything. So I really like that. That's great. Well, Victoria, tell me how people can either get a hold of your book and also get more information from you on a website. Let's get that down so people can get their hands on your book.
Okay. Yeah, the book is available on Amazon and all the local retailers. And I would really, really recommend, however, going to the website, as I've mentioned, yu2shine.com/money, and taking a quiz. It's a very quick quiz, but it'll show you the aspect of emotion that you're most ready to heal. And by healing, it opened the door to prosperity. And then it guides you to which three laws to start with. And then, you know, as a result, we will also send you some beautiful free videos for those that really want to deepen their understanding of the laws to study. So that would be my recommendation. And or get our super great Empower-Me app. And it's, you know, M big E with a dash. Because in that app, you also have, there's a lot of wonderful things. But one of the things is the laws are matched with the energy that you need the most. You can literally shake the phone and it'll match you with what you need. So just play with that.
That's lovely. And thank you for the offering of the free quiz and some free video tools. I know that that will allow people to start changing and thinking about ways that they can start on a positive path.
Thank you.
All right. Victoria, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'm so grateful that you could spend this time with my listeners. And, you know, I just want to wish you all the best, and may the books and the abundance and prosperity keep flowing your way.
Oh, thank you so much. And then this just a special blessing for the, you know, for the podcast. I always tell, surrender to love, and love is life originating vibrant emotion, and spectacular life is even better.
Well, may it be for you, for me, and for all of our listeners. All right, thank you so very much.
Thank
all right
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.